This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Monday, April 7, 2008. Christ's light exposes the darkness. The scripture is Isaiah 2, verse 5. Come, O house of Jacob, let us walk in the light of the Lord. Here's a question. Does the light of God draw you near or send you into hiding? What a question, you may say. How can anyone not be drawn to the light of God? The prophet Isaiah was drawn to the light. In his excitement, he wanted God's people in Jerusalem and in all of Judah to see what he saw. In the midst of darkness and fear, he saw ahead of him a guiding light. He wanted the people of God to see what he was seeing. He called on them all to join him in walking in the light of the Lord. But not all of Isaiah's neighbors shared his passion. Isaiah's fellow citizens had been attracted to the paganism of the ancient world. They're full of superstitions from the east. They practice divination like the Philistines. Their land is full of idols. In the following verses, Isaiah describes the result of the people's spiritual stubbornness. He cynically advises them to run and hide in the rocks, away from the awesome scene of the splendor of the majesty of the Lord. What happens when Christ, the light of the world, draws near to you? By Christ's Spirit, we receive the humility to allow that light to illumine every dark corner of our lives. But there is more. By that same Spirit, we can be drawn into a faith relationship with Jesus that fills us with holiness. Would you pray with me? Thank you, Lord, for the impact of Christ's presence on many millions of people in the world today. Help me to reflect more of His light in my own life. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.